said don't do, and certain things that said do, you could do, we have Yehuda. He is the one that says that what Moichel Chum said three things stop doing. Uketanya, this price says, Koitrim Barasa Chachomim. It says here you're allowed to cut down with the consent of the Chachomim. You see, it's mutter to cut down with the consent of the Chachomim. So the Chutz Astira, before we're saying that Yehuda says even Koitrim Washalai Barasa Chachomim. But the Mala Taimach, Hani Abohevi. Anyway, you have four things here. We before said only three things. And now you're saying four things. Elosame mikan ksira. Enochname ksira, take out of here. Not to make any kashas, ksira doesn't belong here. Because really, ksira, cutting down the wheat, they have yudold its mutter. Befrat and anshi yirichoi, that's not a place where you bring the aimer from, so matkili you're allowed to cut it down. So it's true, take out the word ksira. Then you're only left with three. The Rashi says, lutaymech, the sriya loch, ha'od liya katani, elu bielu, shtreibot achamim, yel. It says four things there. Markivin, they used to graft, the korchan say shema together, the koitrin cut down the goitrin. So teretziyatak, take out the word the koitrin. The koitrin doesn't belong there. The koitrin tak is mutter. Rabbeinu. So it says now in the Mishnah also, matirin gamzuya shel hegdish. What one thing that did wrong, and the chum wa moicha said you're doing it wrong, is when somebody was makdish a tree, and then later the new growth, something grew on it, they held what's growing now is mutter. Hu matirin gamzuya shel hegdish, shel chrul from a boxer tree, v'shel shikma. Is Omru, they said like this. The Anshi Richa said, avoseinu, our fathers, lo higdishu el akoris. They were only makdish the bark, the tree itself. That's what they were makdish. V'yarno not the gamzuya shel hegdish. But we are makdish now what the new growth. Something the new stalk, the new leaves, or branches are growing out, we're not there, because our fathers weren't makdish that. Shachru b'shal shikma. Sigmara says, now what's the machlokes? Uvegidulin haboyim liyachem mikan askinim. The machlokes says these new branches that grow out of the tree after you were makdish it. So b'shas the father said this tree should become hegdish, he made a gdushas apeh, it was only chal on the tree itself. Now later, new branches grow out. V'savri lo, so anshi richa held, Kamandiyama ain't mila begedulin. Something that grows out of hegdish, there's no istam mila on it. Istam mila is only something that has kedushas apeh. If you spoke out with your mouth, this should be hegdish, and then you have enjoyment from it, you're over the istam mila. But here you are, the fathers are only makdish the tree. Now the new branches that grow out, there's no kedushas apeh on it. So therefore, there's no istam mila. That's what Anshi Richa held. For Rabbonin, what's the Sron Rabbonin? They hold Savri, need the Milaleka, true. Midiraisa, there's no Isamila. You don't have to bring a korban of the Isura Milaweka. Avadan, Avadan, Isur, there is. Because the Maisa, this tree belongs to Hegdish. So anything that grows out of the tree is growing out of Hegdish's tree. So you're not allowed to have enjoyment from Hegdish. So if Avadan, it's awesome. Rash says, Bigdulim, Masech, the Mila. Machlekas, the answer is Rabbonim. Yeah, it's fight. Right, Uportsin process. The next thing wrong they did was, they used to make holes in the fence that the Aniyim could come into the orchards or the gardens and take the fruits that fall off on Shabbos off the tree. Yizama Rula, Sula said, Amir Abshirim Medlokish, Machloikis, what's the Machloikis between Anshi and Richoi? They held it was Mutter and the Chom that say it's Osir. Where's the Machloikis of these fruits that fall off the tree on Shabbos? Can you eat them or not? Is the Shel Machabdis. The Machloikis is only by the Machabdis, that's where the Machloikis is. So Rashi learns, the shell mechabdis means kapois tomorrow main brosh adekel. On the top of a palm tree, that's where the dates are. The kfufois zu eitzuzu. And they're bunched together, one next to another. The mamas bunched together. Kain kli, like a kli. Okeshat tomorrow noishrim, and when the dates fall off it, mechablis oisim, they receive the dates. Vechivan the gevoya, since it's very high up on the tree, Bitsarach lahalas al dekel, you have to climb up the palm tree. The knights want to take it. It's chashim and shem yitlo shemin hamechuboros. They'll be abalochem. We're afraid if you want to climb up the palm tree to get those dates that fell off the tree, we're afraid maybe while you're climbing up the palm tree you'll pull off a branch. Like the argument is, it's an iser to climb up a tree on Shabbos, even to mishtamish to use the tree on Shabbos. Because there's a gzera, maybe you come to pull off a branch or pull off the fruits. So that's where the machlokes is. If the top fruits that are stuck on top of the tree, the Rabbanan Sav, the Rabbanan, the Holy Gemara says, Gazrinan Shem Yalav Yitlish. We're afraid maybe you climb up the tree, and while you're climbing up the tree, the Yitlish, you pull off some new pears. That's why it's also. The Yanshi Richa Sarva, the people in Richa held, no, we're not afraid, maybe you climb up the tree. They held, since these pears now are not attached anymore, therefore you're allowed to climb up the tree and take down the fruits. Abel Michel Ben Akipin, but the fruits that are on the bottom of the tree, that did not are stuck on top of the palm tree, Ben Akipin, as before, means mamish on the bottom of the tree. That's where these fruits fell to.
All right, turn over, continue on the other side.
On the bottom of the tree, that did not are stuck on top of the palm tree, Ben Akipin, as before, means mamish on the bottom of the tree. That's where these fruits fell to, is the Rehako Mutter. I tell you, everybody holds you're allowed to eat these fruits on Shabbos because they fell off already. So what are you afraid now? Maybe you'll pick off from the tree? No. Since you don't have to climb up the tree, you just find the pears on the bottom of the tree, it's mutter to eat it. So Rashi learns, Bishal they not keep him. Lamata minafeim, on the bottom of the tree. Naifas atachtein is the bottom branches. Velekalamekas letlisha the enkam chaboris. On the bottom there are no dates growing there. So we're not afraid you'll pick off any new dates now. Therefore, it's mutter. That's the way Rashi learns. Taisus has a lot of kashas on Rashi, but Ravad is a Pella Rashi. There's a whole Gemara Beitz like that. We know that peiros that fall off the tree on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take. Because there's a Xeria, maybe you come to pull off other fruits. So even if the fruit is mamish on the bottom of the floor, still there's such a Xeria. And also Taisus says, Stam, you can't climb up the tree after being mechuber. Therefore, Taisus learns the Psham, the Sugi is, Venir Lari, the Shemaitari, Betlushim, Erev Yomtiv. We're talking about these fruits fell off the tree even Erev Yom Tov, or even Erev Shabbos. The Mechadnes of the Kriyfim Menachem Shom, Ben Ashmoshes. And in between the beginning of Shabbos, the fruits were either on top of the tree or at the bottom of the floor. That's where the Machlekes is. That Avadah, if a fruit falls off the tree on Shabbos, Pshit Tzoser. The other Shaila was the fruit already fell off from before Shabbos. Now we're afraid if the fruit is stuck on top of the tree, we're afraid maybe you'll come over to climb up the tree on Shabbos, which is also. Mashenke and the fruits on the floor, that's mutter. Since it fell off the fruit before Shabbos, habadu it's mutter. The Mori has the kasha though. Omalei Rava, v'yomuksas ninu. Rava said, no, they're muksa though. What do you mean? So the way Rashi learns is very good. Rashi learns, v'yomuksas ninu, shemer Shabbos, ben ashmoshes, right before Shabbos. At the beginning of Shabbos, where were these dates? Hoye mechubaris. As Rashi sheet there is, the dates were mamish mechubar attached to the tree. Right now at the beginning of Shabbos you can't even touch these fruits. They're muksa because you're not allowed to use it. The only way you can eat it is by pulling it off the tree. And it's an issur d'oraisa to pull the fruits off the tree. That's called muksa machmas issur. Talisha, or muksa bein hashmosh muksa l'chol hayom. And since at the beginning of Shabbos they're muksa, may they remain muksa the whole Shabbos. So Tzoyis has to be matzcha and say that even though it came up before Shabbos, but you didn't have das to use it though. Since Lamais at the beginning of Shabbos they were still on top of the tree, you couldn't go get it because how do you get it? You have to like climb up the tree. And you're not allowed to climb up a tree on Shabbos. So it's also called an issur to get it. Even though the fruits, the toasters, fell off before Shabbos, but still, since the beginning of Shabbos, the fruits were on top of the tree, it's also called muksa machmas issur. Right now you can't get it, only be issur. So a person doesn't have any das, doesn't have in mind to use these peiros. So it should remain muksa. So how could the aniyim come and eat it on Shabbos? But muksas ninu. Dichitena, maybe you want to tell me. Hoyo dechazil orvin. Maybe since the birds could come on the tree and eat it. So it's called food for birds. And alochir is any food that's roi for behemoth. It's not muksa. That's what you want to tell me. I'll tell you no. Hashto mukhan liyodim. Madach when food that's aimed for a person to eat. Like a regular piece of meat. That's aimed for a person to eat. The klal is, lo yavi mukhan l'klovim. If something happens to it, and now it doesn't become, it's not edible anymore on Shabbos, you're not allowed to give it to a kelev, to a dog to eat. The tanan, what's the rai? We'll learn like this. If you do aimer, if you have a live animal, at the beginning of Shabbos, the behemoth was alive. Now, a live animal, what do you have in mind to do with the meat? An animal that's alive, you have in mind that you want to shecht it, and you'll eat it. So even though on Shabbos you can't shecht it, but right before Shabbos you have in mind this animal is aimed for meat to eat, so I don't want to give it to my dog now, because something that's aimed for a person to eat, he keeps only for himself and not for his dogs. So what happens if this animal dies now on Shabbos? It becomes an avela. Are you allowed to give it to your dog to eat or not? Is it called muksa or not? So if you do it like this, if the behemoth did not die before Shabbos, then the halacha is asura. You're not allowed to give it to your dog on Shabbos teeth. Why? Because it's muksa. Whereas since before Shabbos, the baby was alive. So you had to ask now, this meat is going to be used only for you. So even though now on Shabbos it dies, and now when the behemoth is in the velum, it's only oimid to give it to a dog, so why can't you? The Teretz says, because it's muksa. Since you are asked to use it for yourself, when you want to use something for yourself, you do not have in mind at all to give it to your dogs. So we see, mukhin li adam is lo yavi mukhin li klovin. Or the zoi here, mukhin li urvin. Even if you want to say these dates on top of the tree is oimid for birds to eat it right now. Right now a bird could come and eat it. Are they having mukhin li adam? But you want to tell me, since you have in mind that the birds could eat it, that would also make it that it's not muksa, that even a person could eat it. How could that be? Like madduch, something that's aimed for nadam, you can't give it to your dog, so something that's aimed for Irvin should not help for a person. Omle, the Gemara answers back, no. In, I'll tell you that's true, there's no kash here. The svar is like this. Mochin li yodam, lo yavi mochin li klovin. Something that's meat, that's edible for you yourself, for sure you do not have in mind to give it to your dog. Why? The cloud's like this. A person is stingy like. Any food that's roy for you teeth, it's a good piece of meat. So here the animal's alive. A live animal, it's something that the person should check it and it'll enjoy the meat. You do not set it aside to give it to cloven. Because anything that's roy for you, you don't give away to your dogs. Mashenkin the other way, like here. Here you have these dates that are on top of the tree. Right now on Shabbat, you're not allowed to go up the tree. So it's not mukhin for you to use it at all. You can't eat it. But still, who is it oimit for? Who could eat it? Mukhin liyurvim. That the birds, they could eat it. So I tell you, since you have in mind, it should have some use on Shabbos, enech nami, have a mukhin liyodim. I tell you, it's also called edible, usable for a person. But the klal is like this. Komidi dechazel liyinish, daiti alavayu. Anything that you could have some use for it on Shabbos, normally you have in mind to use it on Shabbos. So many of these dates, even though right now it's on top of the tree, so svar is, since lamaisa has some use right now, the birds up in the tree could eat it. And right now, you're asking, let the birds eat it. I can't get to it now. It's on top of the tree. It's muksa. But since you have in mind that the birds could eat it, it's called these peiros there, these dates, have some use. Since they have some use, they're not muksa. Therefore, when they fall down now on Shabbos, the aniyim could take it, because it's not muksa. Samela, you could say the bottom dates takara mutter. If they fall down to the floor, it's mutter. Aye, the shavuot let it be muksa. Teretz says no. Since lemaisa at the beginning of Shabbos, you had in mind that the bird should eat from it. You had in mind that it's called an oichel. So now when it falls down, it's still called an oichel, and you could use it. Because anything that has any use that you could use, you always have in mind you should use it. So that's one shot. When Ravan came, Amr Rav Shimon ben Lakish, he said over from the Rishlokas like this: Machloikis b'shol ben kippin. No, just the opposite. The machloikis between Anshi Yerichai and the Chomim is about the dates that mamish fell down to the floor, fell on the bottom of the tree. The Rabban and Savri muchen liorvin lo yavi muchen liodim. They all know it's still muksa, even though at the beginning of Shabbos these dates were on top of the tree, or the way Rashi learns, the dates of mamish attached on the tree. So even though it's aimed for birds to eat it, but that's not called mukhin for nodim. It's still called muksa. Because the maisa, you can't use it. For you, it's still attached to the tree. Or else the way Tosis learns is on top of the tree, and you're not allowed to climb up there on Shabbos. So it's called yamaksi, you take away your mind from using it. V'yanshi yirichai savri, mukhin liyorvin, heavy mukhin liyodim. No, since a person has in mind that his bird should be allowed to eat it, so it's called the food for your birds. Once you have any type of a use from it, it's called mukhin liyodim also. It's not called muksa. Avo v'shel mechabdois, mashenkein de peris. That a mamish stuck on top of the tree, divrei hakol osur. According to everybody, even Anshi Yerichai, were moided those peris are also to use on Shabbos. V'agazrin v'shem yalav yitlish. There is a gzera, maybe you climb up the tree, and while you're climbing up the tree, you pull down the peris, therefore those fruits that are on top of the tree, pshiter are also. Right. V'noistin peil yerek. A third thing that the Anshi Yerichai did wrong was, they had a field growing vegetables, and they left over peya at the end of the field. And what was wrong was, that peya, the Aniyim, thought they don't have to give not truma to maestris. And really, this field, since these vegetables have no chiyas peya, the locher is, you're not allowed to eat them before you take off truma to maestris. So the balabosti is not much being machshu the Aniyim. The Niyam thought they were allowed to eat it, and really they're being open, yes, you're right, sir. Said the Gemara, how did Anshi Yericho do this? For less than the Anshi Yericho, didn't the people in Yericho know? Hod it's now, that we learned is the mission in Teyah. Klal Lomer B'Teyah. There's a klal on which type of things that grow, so you have to leave over Teyah. Is there a mitzvah Teyah? Teyah the mitzvah is, at the end of your field, leave over some part of it for the Niyam to come and eat it. That's called Matnas Aniyim, and it has a locha that Aniyim are allowed to eat it without taking off Trumas and Isis. Now, which type of fruits or vegetables, which type of growing things is there a mitzvah leave over Teyah? Kol Shu Oichel, anything that you can eat. It has to be edible. Something that's not edible, there's no mitzvah Teyah. V'nishmer, it has to be something that's watched. Lafuk, it's not hefker. Can't be something anybody can take it. It has to be nishmer, watched, there has to be an owner to it. The Rashi says, V'nishmer, Sheinoi Mufkar, it's not hefker. People come to watch it. The giduloi minoritz is something that grows out of the ground. Lafuki, not mushrooms. Mushroom, you know, we say grow out of the air, not out of the ground. It has to be something that grows out of the ground. It has to be like the type of a tree that all the apples are ripe at one time. It's one season that you pull off all the apples. That's called one lekitosakiachas. We'll soon see what things don't have one or kita. There are certain fruits that you put some, half of the tree is ripe now, half of the tree gets ripe next month, and the following month, such a tree is potter from peyah. Umachni selikiyim. It has to be such a type of a fruit that you bring it into the house, lekiyim, it could stay a while. So trashi, shemiskayim yom rabin. It has to be a certain type of fruits that could stay a few days. Like a fruit, an orange, a grapefruit, they could stay a while. Lafuke irokas, vegetables, get spoiled after a day or two. That's why vegetables are potter from peyah. Is chaya the peyah. These things are all chaya the peyah. Kosh, now the more explains. What does this Mishnah mean to say? Koshu oichol, it has to be something that's edible. Prat lesviche satyin v'koitza. Lafuke svichem, here they grow by themselves, type of thorns, v'koitza, that's not edible. So Rashi says, svichei satyin v'koitza, koshim lachila. It's hard to eat it. You can eat it, but it's very hard. It's not so geshmak to eat it. But these type of growths that don't grow by itself, chazil achila. Satim, different type of things here. You just said they use these things for dyeing. It gives off good dye. So kids said it's something that grows that's hard to eat. It's not a derech to eat it that way. It's potter from peyah. The nishmar has to be watched. Prat lehefker. If you have a hefker dick a field, there's no mitzvah for anybody to leave all the peyah. Just take all the fruits and keep it. The gedulim minoritz. Mushrooms. Mushrooms don't grow out of the ground. It's called it grows from the ear, like a fungus. What does that mean? You collect it all in one shot. Figs. Figs are different times. They're ripe at different times. When you have a fig tree, all the figs are not ripe at the same time. No, summertime, you have different figs keep on coming ripe. So therefore, since they don't all become ripe at one time, they're part of from peyah. Peyah has to be like ketosak yachas. The Mishnah there explains how you know these things from sukkim. We dash in a posik for these things. Vaitam, or machnis lekiyim, something that you can bring home and it stays a while in your house, stays a long time. Pratli yerik, lafuke vegetables. Hey, vegetables don't stay a long time. Vegetables, you bring it in, it stays a day or two. If you don't have a refrigerator to keep it, or hand to find it, if you wouldn't spray it with all the sprays they do to the vegetables, they'll get stale in a day or two. That's not called machnis lekiyim. So therefore, Yerokis is potter from peyah. That's the kashan anchi richoi. Didn't they know this Mishnah? There's nothing in the Mishnah that says that vegetables that don't stay a long time is potter from peyah. Om Rabbi Yehuda Ramarav, Hocho Beroshe Liftoi Tafkinen. Hey, Savad anchi richo knew this Mishnah. And a regular field of vegetables, they also did not leave over peyah. Now the machoik is only by a turnip, the tops of the turnips. A barashe liftais, askinam. O machni soilikiyah my day dobracher. You could keep it a long time, I day dobracher means if you pickle it. If you take it home and pickle it, it'll stay a long time. So that's the machoik. Is this called machnis lekiyah or not? Kriffagay. Masova machnis lekiyah de dobracher shmekiyim. Anshi richi held yes. Since the mice, you can take this home and pickle it, and it'll stay a long time, even though by itself it doesn't stay, but they don't rachma does stay, that's called machnis lekiyim. That's mechuyiv in peyah. Umasa, but the rabbanon hold no, loish mekiyim. Since if you take these turnips by itself, they will not stay a long time. You have to have something else with it. That's not called machnis lekiyum. Therefore, it's potem in a peyim. Rashi says rosh liftois, only haliftois, the leaves of the turnips. Machnis nois lekiyum aydei oimois. Rashi learns. All right. Right. Tuna rabbonim. Prishoyin hayu nois min peyah the liftois or the krud. At the beginning, they did take off peyah from liftois and from krud from cabbages. They held this was machnis lekiyum. Another type of vegetable. And this vegetable they held was also called machnis lekiyum. It could stay a long time. Another writer says it left out the word kruv, and it only said lefes and kaflut. We have Shimon. Shimon says afle kruv. Cabbage is also is called a vegetable that stays a long time. That's mechuyev in peyos. So the Mara Lema, Tlosa Tenoy Hevi. The Chura, there's three.